Joy Tactics.
So, we're recording this on Tuesday. On Sunday night, a major event happened in the world, which was known as the American Grammys. And for those of you who don't know, this is a sort of ceremony where they award musical artists different prizes for the best in their categories. Mm-hmm. So they award prizes for the best rap artist, best pop, best whatever. So we thought that that's what we would basically be chatting about today.
If anybody out there thinks that this is like, oh, this is late news, you know, it happened last night. It's less than a week ago, all right?
It's fresh.
News needs to move slower, all right? We need to slow down the news.
Exactly. If we could slow down the news, we could slow down violence. We could slow down fascism.
If we could tune out the news, some would say.
I have.
What's sad is, really, a lot of people are basically slaves to the news cycle and hypertopicality, right? But when you have information, opinions, and statistics that are valuable, you are not beholden to the timing of the news cycle. We could talk right now about what's a scandal from a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Tom Sandoval, the Scandoval.
That's right.
Issue that
West Elm Caleb.
Caleb. Oh, dude, if you get me started on West Elm Caleb, I will not fucking stop.
Now,
if you give me six Negronis and a bunch of ladies to chat to, I will talk to them about West Elm Caleb for a long ass time. Defending his honor, by the way. He was slandered.
They should have called him West Elm Wesley. I'm sure I've said that before.
What is the West Elm scandal?
Sounds good.
I never
this guy was a gaslighter, a white man, a loser. That's what they claimed, at least. But actually, he was a hardworking designer at West Elm who's trying to find love in New York, which is notoriously difficult. Watch any sitcom. Watch any fucking rom-com set in New York. It's very hard to find love. So could we give the guy a break, literally, and get off his ass?
I feel like it would be easy. Why is it hard to find love in New York? I've never
understood
that.
This is a question I've been writing poems about for a long time. And I'm not sure that's the answer.
I can tell you the answer.
Please, somebody make sense of this.
I'll tell you. I'll make sense of it right now, Nate.
It sounds like a bunch of loud loser single people that don't have any riz.
You're judging, bro. Once again,
spoken like a judgmental piece of shit.
Once again, you can't stop judging, all right? It's pathetic.
Nate, I'm trying to heal right now. I challenge you because it's not the absence of love. Why is it so hard to find love in New York City, one of the most populated cities of entrepreneurs and artists alike? I'll tell you why. Why is it hard to find... How do I put this? Why is it hard to find a ray of sunshine in a field that is illuminated by the sun? Because the rays are all around you. You can't distinguish them.
Too much brightness.
Well, how are you to find one particle in an ocean of ecstasy?
I'll put it like this. You know how some people try to find a needle in a haystack sometimes? By the way, who's searching for that shit?
Somebody who cares about their donkeys, probably.
Wrong with that. They don't want the donkey to step on it.
Oh, fuck. Well, I was just doing meth up in that stack, wasn't I? I better go find that thing.
Let's just say, imagine searching for a needle in a stack of needles. Beautiful, fucking sexy ass needles. Right? It's harder. Right. It's hard.
We digress.
Yeah.
So the Grammys are out. The decisions have been made. Did you watch it? Did you watch the performances? I mean, the goat of the night, we all have to say, is Jacob Collier.
By the way, I had no... That was a person that I was like, dude, I am so tapped out of culture that I don't know. I've never heard of that name. I've never seen that guy's face before. And the guy that like fucking looks like with the mullet and the...
Teddy Swims?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that fucking song, but I had no fucking clue that that guy was like Grammy.
You're talking about the guy who did the flip?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a different guy.
Benson Boone. They call
Benson,
him.
Bro. Yeah, yeah,
that guy.
Oh, Benson. These people. I was
like, who the behave. Fuck are these two, the two white boys? Like, I've never heard of them ever.
These well, are people, the white boys are bringing it once again. Are you saying they brought it or they left it at home? Is that what are you saying?
Well, I was just, I'm just baffled that I feel like I kind of, you know, keep up with culture and music enough to know who the fucking big pop stars are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you're getting too old.
And I'm getting too old. That's hilarious. That's not hilarious, man. It's sad.
You don't find music the way that I find music. And this is how I'm the biggest fan of these people. These Benson Boone and all them, because what I do is I watch Kia Sorento commercials and I go, what the right. fuck did I just hear? I'm sitting in Dunkin' Donuts at 7 in the morning. I go, what the fuck did I just hear? Shazam. And then I see the most amazing
Mr. Boone.
By the way, that is the worst fucking type of music, is that like this beautiful sound. Like, shut the fuck up, dude. You are not a fucking pop star. You are trash, dude. You know what the problem is? I'm too underground, is what it is.
Right. You like fucking
I'm so underground,
nine.
I can't get above tech the nine. right. Immortal Technique.
Yeah.
Oh, don't joke about him.
There was a dude in the sauna blaring a
No way.
Technique. Yeah, yeah.
Give him my
As
number.
As I was trying to do a meditation in the sauna.
Nate, when you're at the... I fucked up so bad yesterday. I felt disgusting all day because Danny and I went to the La Cañada Y. And I forgot my fucking sandals. And... I brought a towel,
been there.
And here's what happened. I'm walking around on the fucking meningitis-laden
been
floors.
There.
And then after that, I fucking drop my towel
been
into
there.
The muck of the fucking
been
showers.
Fucking
and
there,
I'm hearing
dude.
And I'm hearing guys hawking loogies.
Mm-hmm.
And I
saw somebody take a... There was a piece of poop in one of the Glendale Y. Just in the showers. Like, you don't even know what's going on in there, dude.
Oh, God.
There's people busting nuts. This is the only place... Do you know how many old dudes go there and, like, they
and
need
bust.
To get out of the house to bust?
They need to leave to bust.
They live in the studio apartment in Glendale with their wife.
Right.
And there's so many guys that just go to the gym to escape.
Unleash.
They don't go there for fitness. They go there to like, be, you know, not with their wife, basically. And they take shits in the shower and they bust and they fucking, they don't.
Well,
they
that's what that's called community, by the way, as well. You're putting it in a negative light, but that's also called finding a community.
Sorry, I'm so negative today, guys.
I know. Something's up.
I don't know what's happening.
We were standing in the locker room. I also made a joke that went, or I tried to like relate to an older guy. I'll put it like this. Danny and I are in the locker room. In the showers, you can hear two guys arguing like fucking crazy, like screaming. And they're arguing about trans rights. And one guy, you can hear one guy going like, my fucking nephew's trans and like, it saved his life. And, you know, obviously we were all on that side. And then there's another guy, a Russian guy going like, oh, you know, like arguing against it, being all hateful, I'll call him. And one guy comes up and he's like, man, people are really arguing. And I told him, I bet people have been arguing like this since the Roman times and the Roman saunas. And he just looked down. He didn't respond. But then you go back to the showers, and the guy you see the guys arguing. The Russian guy, who's against trans rights, whatever, he's got board shorts down to his fucking ankles, essentially. And then the guy arguing for trans rights is fully naked with his dingling waggling around as he's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's called true bravery.
Wait, the guy who's defending was naked?
Guy who's defending was naked. Guy who was stuck in the fucking Middle Ages, board shorts.
Just put it that way.
Wow.
Metaphor for vulnerability.
And I'll put it this way. The guy defending had a long ass thing.
Well, of course. He's nothing
God
to
gives,
prove.
God gives his longest willies to his most vulnerable freedom fighters.
I know. Sorry. I digressed like
but
crazy.
This is a good segue because a lot of musicians they aren't just musicians. They stand for
causes.
For causes, and they want to shed light on different sorts of organizations and groups. And when you give a speech, yeah, you can be selfish and thank the fans,
your mom and God,
your mom, God, Chobani, your family, yogurt, your husband, whatever, your managers,
Chobani yogurt.
But the real ones get up there and they shed light on veganism.
Warner Bros.